Socialist Party joins campaign against NHS bullying. Worcester Socialist Party. Socialist Party members have joined others in forming a group in Worcestershire called Betrayed by Their Trust to document reported cases of bullying in the NHS. The group offers support to those involved and has led calls for open and transparent investigations into bullying. No trust. In February 2015, a report commissioned by the Worcestershire Acute Hospitals Trust found that 72% of staff think that the trust does not treat bullying seriously, 92% of staff believe managers will not take action on their concerns, and 99% that the trust views those who complain as difficult. The report, though, did not focus on claims that a nurse was driven to suicide by malicious allegations and that Redditure ND staff were abused to ensure targets were met. Ominously, however, none of the NHS trade unions have had anything to say about the report. To any unbiased observer, this would have the same impact as a bolt of lightning, but there is clearly a crisis of confidence by the staff in their management and leadership. The trust has a £48 million deficit and a group of consultants resigned en bloc earlier this year. Abuse. The response of the trust has been to reach for the Responding to Bad News Fratter book. Lessons have been learned, and we have already taken steps. But these hollow phrases do nothing to convince. For bullying to be defeated in the NHS, trade unions must take up the issue. There must be democratic accountability at all levels, so the public knows what is going on in our hospitals. An NHS open to scrutiny and challenge is needed. Junior doctors in Leeds were joined by nurses, cleaners, GPs, consultants, students, and members of the public to protest new contracts. The idea of voting Conservative was booed by the 2,000-strong crowd, while every doctor Socialist Party member spoke to said they would be voting to strike. Over 40 NHS badges were sold,